Anya Zaveri, welcome back to The Story of You. This is a platform where young entrepreneurs get to share their journey with the world. My aim is to reach out to other kids and let them know that they can accomplish what they set their minds no matter the age. A brand, KnitFit.co. KnitFit.co is a home started initiative started by Ariana and Bianca in March 2021 that raises money for hospitals in remote areas and underprivileged kids. Welcome Ariana, welcome Bianca.
Hi Anya, it's great to be on The Story of You.
Okay, so without further ado, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, hobbies, and what you want to do when you
So my name is Ariana Barai. I'm 12 years old and I'm one of the co-owners of the KnitFit.co. I'm an aspiring entrepreneur and I founded the KnitFit.co with Bianca in March of 2021. My hobbies are art as well as business. So when I grew up, I want to work in acquisition and mergers and buying small companies and making them bigger over time. And also some of my hobbies are also reading. So, yeah.
Wow, that is incredible, Ariana. What about you, Bianca?
Hi, my name is Bianca Buhariwala. I'm 13 years old. I currently study at Oberoi International School and this is my business with my partner, Ariana Barai. So some of my hobbies are just generally singing, guitar. I love being in the creative field. Obviously knitting, of course, and playing with my dog. What I want to be when I grow older, I'm not quite sure yet, but definitely something in the creative field, and I have my eye on interior design.
That is wonderful. And who has been your biggest inspiration throughout?
So for me, my biggest inspiration has probably been my mom and my dad. Both of them have guided me in their own pathways and helped me grow my business with Bianca, as well as helped me in different various and many ways. And also some of my other really close friends are also some of my idols, like Bianca, like I really look up to her as well. So yeah.
What about you, Bianca?
So one of my biggest inspirations as well are both my parents, and I just love to see how they're so hardworking, they're really inspiring, and they're really my role models.
Yeah, totally. And what is the KnitFit & Co? Explain us in detail, Ariana.
Yeah, so the KnitFit.co is a handmade and homemade business that was started by Bianca and I in March 2021. The idea actually came to both of us in around September of 2020. And we started to build it. And over time, we were like, what are we doing? We need to start this business because not only are people suffering because of COVID-19, but when I had COVID in September, I realized that, you know, if I'm so privileged to buy medicines, go to a hospital and get all of these necessities and help me get like better, what about the people who are in remote areas, like the slums where I live? There are slums below me. And I wonder, like, you know, how are they going to pay for it? Because they don't have the money to buy, you know, medicines or for whatever reason that they might need it. And sometimes they also can't cut ends or buy a house or even, you know, get basic necessities like food or water. So I started to think in that way and I shared my idea with Bianca and I thought, you know, we need to do something since we both are now 12. It's our duty, and if nobody's going to help, and there are a lot of people, our frontline health workers, as well as a lot of parents, children, they're all trying to do that like way to help. But we also wanted to do something. So we thought, you know, let's start a small initiative. And we didn't think it was going to become this big. And we just thought like a summer, small spring, summer thing. But, you know, after we realized that people are so supportive, we tried to go on. So we hand knit. So we had a hobby and passion for knitting headbands and just knitting overall in general, because our didis and our moms, etc., they used to knit. So we got inspired and we'd see these really cute Instagram aesthetic kind of people crocheting. And we were like, you know what, why don't we do something else in our own way? So we decided to start knitting and put our hobby and passion into a way where we can start earning money. And then over time, with a lot of help, people started to help us and we've raised over 1,20,000 rupees.
Wow, that is incredible. Just how? And why is the name KnitFit?
So basically, firstly, it's because we both think the name is really unique. Why we came up with the name and how is firstly, we just started to think of names that rhymed with knit. So we were thinking knit lit, knit fit, and we finally got knit fit. We actually accidentally blurred this out while brainstorming on ideas for our business. And this actually all started on a Google document, a single Google document file that we still have to date. So.
Wow, I know about your full journey about KnitFit and how you went through it and everything that you want to talk about in this.
Yeah, so basically when I had gotten COVID and I realized the pain that others have been going through in the slums, we thought that we could make our hobby and passion into a way that we could also start a small initiative and help people. And so far we've donated around seven whole foundations and just over around 20,000 rupees to each center. So we've tried to build this idea, and as Bianca said, it started off with a single Google document, but over time it started to become bigger and bigger and bigger. And everyone started to support us, from Anya herself with her podcast, to Auntie Mansi, who put it on her on her website, to Red FM, who just helped us. So with everyone doing their part, it kind of helped us grow, and finally we reached the point where we were happy with what was happening.
Your Red FM feature was amazing, I must say. Okay, so why did you start Knit? Is KnitFit a global brand?
So currently it's only India, and we're only still working on a website. But just as we speak, I think a few hours ago, Bianca and I worked on our first global order. We plan to have sent an order to Texas, which is in the US. So we actually shipped it today, and it's quite big because it was the first time we've sent a global order. However, currently it's only for very big orders, because of course it costs a lot with COVID to kind of send a package from India to the US or India to wherever globally. So currently it's India. In India, we deliver to maybe Chennai, Hyderabad, etc. And we do have a few orders that people have asked us to do global shipping. However, right now in the pandemic, we also respect the health workers who are working, and we also want to kind of, not put it so much that people are also going in risk because of us. And also we know it's going to charge us a lot as well as the customer. So for everyone's benefit, for now we're just going to do in India, but hopefully soon it's going to be globally. So stay tuned.
Hopefully soon it's gonna be globally. So please order KnitFit and Co. And Ariana's wearing the headband right now. It looks really nice. So what is the pricing of one headband? So do you guys make anything else or only headbands?
So currently we've stopped taking custom orders, but the last custom order we did do was a scarf, and we have made tank tops, and we intend on selling that in the near future. Of course there is a fabric underneath it because we wouldn't want anything to be seen, but for now it's just the headbands until we school special so subsides to everything. So hopefully in the next month or so there will be some tank tops coming out.
I'm ordering. Right, so how many headbands have you sold as of now? Have you all kept a count?
Yes, we have, and we're very proud of this number. We've sold 400 headbands in total so far.
That is just amazing, that 400 headbands, just wow. And are you planning to expand the brand, or is it just you're gonna do it globally?
So, yes, we are going to expand the brand. We're going to try doing it globally. We, like Ariana mentioned, we're also launching our website very soon, so please stay tuned for that. We are now actually planning on working with collaborations, with giveaways, with other small businesses who want to help in this situation and who want to donate more with our fundraiser. So if you buy any stuff from our giveaway that's going to come soon, or any collaborations that we're going to plan in the future, all the money will still go to donate for donations, and a little bit will go to the small businesses because all of them are not helping for this for the COVID relief situation. But that's completely okay. But they are indeed helping us by buying our headbands and our products. And we are a bit slow-paced right now, like mentioned before, because we're both going into high school just this year. And all the tension between high school with our work, with all our tests, our exams, and as well with the small business is getting a bit tough. But we are managing, and yes, we are going to expand our brand.
And what were the challenges you actually faced in building this brand and during this full long road? What were the challenges you faced?
So, of course, like any small business, when you start a business, at first it goes up to the smooth, nice path. But then, of course, there are a few pebbles that come along the way and there are a few challenges. However, we are so grateful to where we are. So one of our biggest troubles was actually shipping and our delivery. So some of the delivery agents we found.
1 second, wait. The notification came. So you'll have to repeat what you said, or yeah, you'll have to repeat the part you said.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah. So like any small business, when you start a small business, there are going to be some problems you face. But being a small business owner, you need to know how to handle them. And that's why it's all a learning experience. Along the start of the knitfit.co, it was a smooth road, a smooth journey. However, as you go along, months and months into it, there are a few pebbles or roads or roadblocks that kind of come into it. But being small business owners, we've kind of adapted to it and learned how to adapt and how to stop these problems. So one of our biggest problems were also our shipping and delivery agents, because kind of shipping in India is also a little hard. Sometimes the packages can arrive early or later than when a customer expects it, and that we can admit that it might be our fault, but it's also the delivery agents and all of the problems that go into that. We've been trying to find a good delivery agent. We've gone through many delivery agents in Mumbai as well as out of Mumbai. So yeah, another small thing was also sometimes customers are very, very nice, but sometimes during custom orders, it can be a little hard and challenging, especially when a customer kind of wants it in a very short span. But we've adapted to it and we try our best. So that's why custom orders, actually, we do it like once a month, because we know the pain and the struggle it's going to take, because sometimes customers will want a whole scarf in a week and that's going to take a long time. So we're trying to adapt, and as we go along, we're trying our best to, pave the road and make it very clear.
I love the idea of scarves, by the way. Scarves is, it's so cool. Okay, you're wearing a scarf that's like actually hand knitted. That would be so cool. And where can one buy KnitFit from, like what medium?
Yes, so the KnitFit.co, there are many mediums where you can buy the products. There's the first, the very well-known platform, Instagram. So our Instagram handle is theknitfit.co. And we sell our headbands there. As Bianca and I said, we are working on a website, and hopefully by this month, since our exams are finally reaching an end, we hopefully will publish it this month. You can also email us at theknitfit.co@gmail.com, and you can even call us at 913-604-7054 India time.
Yes. And what are the learnings you've had in this journey of building KnitFit and Co. that helped you in your personal life and your personal journey? Both of you could answer this, because both of you have different experiences.
So firstly, one main learning that I think both of us have in common is to always give back. Many people don't have many things or many opportunities. They may not have enough funds, enough money for not even anything specific, but treatments or any such anything for COVID relief. One more thing is to donate and help. I've realized that in order to really be happy and kind and just, sorry, I messed that up.
It's fine, just stop, like start where you stopped. Just where yeah. I think you went wrong, just start that line again.
Okay, so one learning that I think both Ariana and I have in common is to always give back. I think we both learned through this journey that many people don't have enough funds, or not even funds in general. They don't have a lot, and it's our opportunities and it's our duty to give back. We also learned that it's good and it's necessary in order to donate. We need to help and share what we have, because many people really go through struggles throughout their life. One more thing is to be patient. I think our small business took a little time to become what it is today. We started off really slowly, really smoothly. We didn't have many orders. We had hardly one or two orders. This is obviously before our parents started coming in into our small business and helping us by sharing a lot about it. Like Ariana mentioned, our Instagram handle is theknitfit.co. So please, if you do have any queries or anything, you can just ask us there. And also do what you love. I think it's really important to just do what you love and really be just happy what you're doing. It's important to do what you love, practice what you like to do, and not do something that it's just, you should just follow your dreams. And always be grateful.
Yeah, so just to also add on to what Bianca also said, giving back to those who need it is an essential in life. Because also what we have, the money or whatever, we are so lucky to be privileged enough to have it. But it's all that what God's given to us. And by giving it off to someone, you're purifying yourself, you're helping others, and you're also helping yourself, because you're growing in yourself, you're also growing, helping others grow. And also, it's also the patience to everything we've put into this, and it's the love, because we've had messages of people message us on Instagram or DM us or whatever, and they also say, like, you know, it's inspiring for what we've done, that they've also started their own, you know, small initiatives or NGOs. And we strongly urge you that if you're inspired by us or inspired by any small business, then please just do your part to help, because if you're inspired, go for it. There's not going to be a tomorrow. You don't know what can happen. You need to act, because it was the best thing that ever happened to us that we started it. And at the start, we were also kind of pushing it, like, should we do it next week? And then finally, you know, we were so excited that we finally started. And that's what, like, you need to have the same energy. Start it at that moment. Because if you plan too much, it's just not going to work out.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree. If you have some ideas, go for it. Just start, and you know, I think the blocks will just fall in its place, like how it always does. And did the pandemic affect Knitfit and Co. as a business? And if yes, how did you deal with it?
So the pandemic definitely was a big problem, but we started during the pandemic. So like to all the small businesses who have been here before the pandemic, like there's a great respect to you. We have great respect just for you guys and for all the struggles you've gone through. If you haven't, then that's just amazing. But for us, since we started in the pandemic, we wouldn't know the difference before and after the pandemic. But it was basically a pandemic NGO or fundraiser initiative we started for the pandemic. But of course, the pandemic kind of slowed things, like materials, Amazon shut at one point. So getting the wool delivered was also a problem. The time it would take, like we would go out of stock for wool and somebody would want that same color on maybe the next day. But like, you know, because of the pandemic, it would take like a week or so for that wool to come in. Of course, there are also delivery agents and also shipping agents that are also taking strict COVID-like, you know, steps to stop it from and prevent it. But of course, there's only a little that we can do. And sometimes delivery packages do take time to like come. Just like other big brands, sometimes your package can be delayed. And just like that, if we do say it will take 2 to 3 days, we try our best. It's not in our hands of how the package would receive you. And also, there's also the limitation of where you can take pictures. A lot of these small businesses take pictures in, like, you know, these open, beautiful areas. But, you know, we are in our houses and we try to make the most of anything. So, you know, if you're a small business in the pandemic, try to make the most of anything because it can really help you out.
I think you guys are like so inspiring right now, and if you're gonna like launch a website, and you know this small initiative is going to turn into something like, you know, something so huge, and you know y'all are gonna you know give a, I'm sure you can donate so much more than what you're donating right now, and you know I just know that your brand is gonna expand a lot because you're enthusiastic, you're just so enthusiastic and you know ready to go, if you know what I mean. So what were the what were the sacrifices, to ask that one, what were the sacrifices you made to get KnitFit and Co where it is today?
So some sacrifices that we had to do was obviously we had to pay a little less attention in school. This doesn't mean that we completely didn't keep our eye on school and we didn't, you know, pay attention in our online classes or even stop completing our homeworks and our deadlines. But we just had to pay a little bit more attention on the KnitFit Co. I think managing both of them would have been a bit difficult. So we had to just give it a little more attention. We actually started in summer break. We started this initiative in our summer break. And hence, you know, we were spending most of our day on the KnitFit Co, knitting, taking orders, writing down emails, sending them. And we were doing all of that. And then once school opened, we didn't realize that actually managing both would be so tough. And hence, you know, when school first starts, you don't really start much. You really start with a bang, like in, I think in the first part of the month. I mean, in the second part of the month, sorry. So in the first part of the month, we were trying to really figure out how to balance both school and KnitFit Co. I think that was one of the main sacrifices we really had to do. I think our parents really supported us throughout our journey. Not even only our parents. I think most of our friends, our family friends, and I think everyone around us who we meet generally really supported us throughout this journey. They helped us by sharing all about the KnitFit Co. We really boosted on Instagram a lot. Like at first, I think we used to only get 300 views on a specific video. But now I think we're getting at least 8,000 or 9,000 views on one Instagram reel. So I think many people are just sharing our reels and we're getting famous by the day. But I don't think we did have any sacrifices as such. The only thing really was how to balance school and KnitFit.
So no sleepovers, no birthday parties, no nothing?
So it wasn't a minimal amount. But as it is, you know, Bianca and I don't do sleepovers in COVID-19. And you know, you can, it's your personal opinion, but just try to be safe. We did meet a few friends in the building, or like, you know, we both would meet regularly since we both are just a few minutes away from each other. However, you know, once the pandemic starts to ease, hopefully, but online birthday parties are there, but we would stay for a minimal time. Because we also don't want to be rude to our friends who have supported us in this journey, but we also want to help the KnitFit.co in both ways. So it's a little sacrifice you have to make, but when you start a business, you need to make sacrifices as you go.
What about the sleep?
So I don't think we lost a lot of sleep because we really, as mentioned before, we started in the summer break and we technically had most of the day. I was a part of a course on this app called Skillshare. And hence that took, I think, just an hour or two of my day. But besides that, it didn't really matter as such. We were mostly working in the morning. I remember every day at 11 o'clock, we used to call just to, you know, look at each other. What are we doing? How's the progress? And yeah, and I think every weekend we used to just meet.
So you guys stay up to finish any big orders?
So the latest we would say would be 12. But the thing is, both of us, we're not like those night people. We prefer to wake up earlier in the morning. So sometimes Bianca and I would make sacrifices to our long, lazy weekends. And sometimes we would wake up at 6 or 7 and just finish off an order. But of course, we had helps of our Didis, Shanti Didi and Jyoti Didi. And they also helped us, because making 400 headbands by two people, that's just... who are in school and they're 12 years old, it's not possible, and 13. So our Didis also helped us, and they were also early morning people. So, you know, the whole team's up at 6 o'clock when knitting or finishing off orders. Yeah.
So you would knit the hairband, the headband, right? Like from...
Yeah, it's all handmade. Yeah, so you take your wool and then you start knitting with the needles from scratch.
Too much work. And is there anything special about KnitFit and Co. that other hairbands don't have? Like, you have to answer in one sentence now.
So I would say the handcrafted goodness and just the feeling of warmth and, like, you know, that it's homemade.
I think that's
a lot of
part of the hairband. Yeah, Ariana, go on.
And it's also handmade, it's not factory made, so that also makes it special, because we do it ourselves and hand knit it.
Yeah, just, I think it's just amazing. And who is one person who you could always go back to, you know, your biggest support pillars, you know, that one person, even if anything, you know, sad happened, you could just go to them and talk to them about it and, you know, tell them about it. So who is that?
Definitely for me, my sister, my mom, or my dad. My sister, my mom, and my dad have always been there for me. They're my pillars and they're always there for me. So I would say that.
I would definitely say my mom. She has been my one and only go-to person. I can talk to her with anything. Like, I can talk to her about any topic, any school drama, anything happening in my school. Have I been in a fight? Anything related to school, am I coping? And even the KnitFit Co, because she has been one of the people who has really supported me throughout this journey. She has helped me when I wasn't able to finish an order. She's actually stayed up till 11 just knitting one order that I couldn't finish. And I sleep by 10 o'clock. I can't sleep later than that. On weekends, yes, sometimes I do sleep at around 12. I'm not perfect. I don't sleep at 10 every night. But yeah, she's just been really helpful.
Okay, so now we're going to have our answer in one word, like a rapid fire round kind of a thing. So first Ariana, then Bianca can go. Okay, so answer in one word, Ariana. Your biggest learning from KnitFit?
To help others and donate.
A brand you admire?
There's no brand that I admire, but somebody who helps out is definitely Prashant's perspective.
Your icon?
My icon idol, that would be my mom.
You would attribute your success of KnitFit Co to?
Bianca and my mom.
Your favorite food?
Thepla.
When you grow up, you want to be?
A businesswoman, work in acquisition and modules.
Your biggest support?
Bianca.
One word that describes the story of you, my podcast?
Helpful, amazing.
What does success mean to you in one word?
Happiness.
And what do you think makes the story of Ariana and Bianca unique?
The help of others and our hard work.
Okay, Bianca, your turn. So you have to answer in one word. Your biggest learning from the KnitFit & Co.
To give back and donate.
A brand you admire?
I don't admire anyone really in specific, like Ariana mentioned, but anyone who gives back.
Your icon?
My mother and my father.
You would attribute your success at KnitFit & Co. to?
Ariana and my mom and all the didis who have helped me.
Your favorite food?
Definitely pizza.
When you grew up, you want to be?
Interior designer.
Your biggest support?
My mom.
One word that describes the story of you by podcast?
Inspirational.
What does success mean to you in one word?
Gratefulness.
And what do you think makes the story of Ariana and Bianca unique?
Togetherness.
I would have said the same thing. Best friends, togetherness. Thank you so much, Ariana. Thank you so much, Bianca, for recording so late in the night, first of all. I'm sorry, Bianca, if it was inconvenient. I'm so sorry.
Be fine.
And thank you so much, Ariana. Thank you so much, Bianca. It was a pleasure having you guys on the show. And I'm going to see you on Instagram on the reels and the posts. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Amya, for featuring us on the story of you. All you listeners right now, go support her on Instagram. She's amazing. And what she's doing for all of us is really helping the community.
She's really helping all of us in general just build up, not even our small businesses, but all the initiatives that we're doing. Thank you so much for having us again.
Thank you guys for taking out the time to do this. Thank you so much.